in the top of Tezvov, that Shema may be Krebi Kiva Atamayimrim, maybe asking me a question like according to Krebi Kiva. That the Kiva sheet 3 is that the Tumah Meis Leis is also Matama Boilo, give him a Tumah Shiva. So maybe all that Krebi Kiva Atamayimrim, like he asked him, what's the shear of the Yachazman? So he said back to, maybe you mean to say you hold like Krebi Kiva. That what that kol meis leis, like Rashi says, ein lechem shir b'dover le meis leis, the shir is meis leis, that's when the baal is tomei shiva. So, that says, shemek rekiv atamayimrim, shem etam es boilo, the rekiv holds in the shir of meis leis, that if she lived with the husband, then the husband is called the boil need, he's tomei for 7 days. Midrabanim. Omru loy, so he said back to them, loy, loy shemanu, means no, I don't hold like him, Rashi said. I don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. And that's not the shear that I'm asking you. Is Omlin, if they say so, they said back to him, Kach Pirsha Chom B'Yavna. This is what the Chom explained in Yavna. That Loi Shah Sekadesh Terad Minamita, if she did not wait that long. Now, here the case was again, first they had Tashmish together, and then after Tashmish, then she made a Brika. So if she did not wait long enough, Loi Shosa, she did not wait, Kadesh Terad the shear that she goes off the bed. Minamita, for the tiaches puner and wipe herself on the bottom. So that's called teich zman who's there. That's called the second zman, teich in the middle of the second zman. And the locher is utumei misofik. The fact that the tumah midiraisa, the minasofik, they're both tummy, even the baal is tummy. But of turum mikorban, the potter from the korban chatis, but the chayovim biyoshim toli and echnam, this rice stack holds, that's a sofik midiraisa. So if you have to bring an Oshem Toli, so the Baal's a Suffolk, whether he live with an Eder or not, so you have to bring a Korban Oshem Toli. What's going to be though, Shosa, Kodesh Terad Minamit, let's say she waited a little bit longer, she did not make the Bdika right away, but she waited first until it takes the time for her to go off the bed, and wash herself on the bottom, but the Kiyachas Paneho, that's Achaz Zman who's there, that's called Achaz Zman who's there. That's like after the second Zman. So that has luck like the third Zman already, which is, the same thing would apply, that if she finds herself to be tummy now, so the din is meis leis 24 hours before, or the kidul of kida, then what's the loch of that man? That the boya law mitame mishumaga, that the baal just has a tumor as if he touched an ida. There is midrabonin, when Misha becomes an ida now, we say she was tummy for 24 hours before, midrabonin. So if a man touches an ida, she's like an av hatumah, he becomes a tumah for 1 day. So the loch of the boiler then has a loch of matamah mishum mag, it's like he touched the nida. The ain of matamah mishum boil. But he does not have a loch of a boil nida. That's the chacham shita. That this chumra of meis leis that goes back does not make a tumah like a nida to give the din that the husband lives with her is a tumah boil nida. That's the chacham shita. That no, it's only like the baal touched the nida. See if he's only tumah for just 1 day. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says no, af mitame mishum boil. Rabbi Kiva holds no, that this din of meis leis, that you tummy back 24 hours, the Rabbonim made her mamash like she was tummy with the Rabbonim, like she was a nida then. And therefore, if the husband lived with her during those 24 hours, the loch is that he has loch of a boil nida, that he's also tummy for 7 days. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Benoi, Shav Yechonim Tzaka Yainer, Bailo nichnas leichel umachtik teres. He holds no. He holds that the baal is 100% tor. He holds that the baal, that she first found herself to be tummy now. See, one that lived there 2 hours ago, still the baal is 100% tor. We'll soon see what. And more says he holds like Shammai, that there's no chumra meis leis altogether. That she's only tummy mikan labor, not from before. So therefore, the baal that touched only before, he's completely tor, and therefore he's allowed to go into the, even into the base of Midrash. So like this now. Bishleim of Rav Chizda, according to Rav Chizda, says before that there are three shiurim. There's a shiur of how long it takes you to get the aid underneath the blanket. And then there's a shiur of Kadesh Tatiya, she go off the bed. So, Hainu Dimitari Rabbonin. That's why the Rabbonin say Yitor over here. So Rashi says, Bishleim of Rav Chizda, the Yomar, Teshaterit Acher Acheru. That that our Mishnah says is shear, how long it takes if she goes off the bed and then wipes herself. That's like the third shear, that there's no suffix deriser anymore. Yeah, so Han is the Mitari Rabbanan, that's why the Rabbanan says that he's Torah, that he has no din tumah. it's good. Elul Ravashi, according to Ravashi, the Ravashi before said, no, they both have the same shear, the shear of going off the bed and finding the aid right by her. You saw my Matai Rabbonin. What did Rabbonin say that she's Torah? The Chud, this should be a Zman of a Vade Sofik Mediraisa. That should be a Sofik Tumor. Mazvechitem, maybe you want to answer me. The Ain Aid Biyoda. The maybe it's talking about where she doesn't have the aid in the hand. And therefore, that's why the Rabbonin said she's Torah. That's a longer shear. So the Mar says, no, if so, her aid Biyoda, Vien Aid Biyoda Miboyle. And the Brisa should have said this chiluk. They should have said made a difference whether she has the shemata in hand and she just has to make a bdika, whether she doesn't have the shemata in hand. Since it doesn't say that, therefore it's a kasha. It's kasha in Ravashi. It's more mashma like Rav Chisda. This shear that the Mishnah says they shetayrid when she goes off the bed. That's a longer shear, and that's the third shear. That's not even a sofik midiraisa anymore. Then we say like the dam only came after the tashmish. And the husband is still Torah. There's only a loch of meis leis, as Tumah de Rabbonim of meis leis. But as far as the Raisa goes, we're not machs the Tumah back before. This year that the Mishnah says, Kadesh Yatayrid, how long it takes to go off the bed and then to wipe herself, that length of time, if she finds Dam then, that we have no right to say the Dam was there before Bishach Tashmish. So therefore the Baal Midi Raisa is Torah. It's the only question of the Tumah, the regular Tumah meis leis. Yeah. Now what we just have before, we have Yehuda Benoi, Shereb Yechne Ben Zaka Yemer, Bailo Nichnas Leichel. Even though the husband lived with her 2 hours before, just before she finds Dam, so he holds that the husband is Tor, he's not going to the base of Midish. Or Maktik Torah, he could even bring a Torah if he wants to. So now he has a question, why? For taping led the heavy Nogeya B'meis Leitz, Shebenida. Like the Chur, like Hillel, like the Chom and the Mishnah, we hold when Isha becomes Tamei, with the Rabbanim, she's Tamei back before 24 hours. So the husband that touched her then should also have a loch of a Negeya Benida. So the husband should be Tamei. Samurai says, Hu Diomar Kishamai, Enechnami, Yehuda Ben Asher Rechim Azak holds like Shamai Shita. Diomar that he holds, that Kol HaNoshim Dain Shosin. That Shammai holds what? There's no aloch of meis leis. All noshim, they're only telling me kana labor from now on and not from before. So therefore, before, the husband is Torah legamri. But teva morsa v'tepik lei, devi balkeri. I still, but the husband lived with his wife. Some has told me he had zerah came out. He should be a balkeri. He should still be tummy for one day at least. That is it saying, go into the base of Mikdash. So Mora says, the case is b'shloi gama b'yosai. That he did not have the Gemar B means he did not let Zer out. So therefore he's not Tommy Mishum Bakeri. It's the only question if she'd be a Nida, he's Tommy for touching her. So on that we say no, we're going according to Shammai Shita that she's not Tommy Lamafreya. So therefore she's only Tommy for when she sees Dam onwards, but before she was Torah, so when the husband touched her she was Torah. So therefore the husband is still Torah Lagamri. Therefore, according to him, according to Yechon Metzakai, he could even go to the base of Mikdash now. Then it says in the Mishnah, O Moidim Chachomno Rabbi Kiva, the Chomno agreed to Rabbi Kiva, that Baroya Kesem, that when you see a Kesem, then the Chomno agreed to Rabbi Kiva to say what? That Vadisha sees a Kesem now, and before this, she lived with a husband, that the husband of her is called the Boil Nida. We have right to say that the husband, she was Tommy from before, and therefore, when the husband lived with her, she really was a nida ready. And therefore, he has locha like your boy. If you live with a nida, a locha is you get the same locha like a nida. You tell me for 7 days. So Mor says, Omar Rav. Rav says lemafreya. That what the chum meant to say is that it's tam lemafreya. That the kestim is metam all the way back from the last time she checked out the cloth, the underwear. For Rabbi Meir, it goes according to Rabbi Meir shita. That Rabbi Meir is always machmir by ksamil. We had before in Parakamara, she says. And the word in later, Perek Basimin, therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, when she finds a kestim, we say that this dam, the kestim was on the cloth from before already. So therefore, when the husband lived with her, he was called the Baal Nida. So that's Rav says. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Mikan Labo. That is the Chum that greets Rabbi Meir, it only means Mikan Labo. That now that she finds a kestim, now that she finds some dam on her clothing, we say she's tummy from now on. And if the husband lives with her from now on, the next 7 days, like, she's called the Baal Nida. That's all. But not Lamafreya. Shmuel says, Mikan Labo. And Rabbani goes according to Rabbani Shita, that their Mekol by Ksamim, that we did not say Ksamim goes back to Mafreya, Kesem is only Tomei from now on when you find it. So where's the question, if so, Mikana Labov Shita? So what are you telling me then, Avada? She has Locha Bekesem, she's Tomei now. So does Elizabeth now, Avada is called the Baal Nida. So what's the Chiddush then? Smurah says, yes, still there's a Chiddush here. Because otherwise, the Tamar would have thought to say, Hoyul Meyes Lies the Rabbonin, since this Tumul Mafreya Meyes is only with the Rabbonin. Uksonim is also only the Rabbonin. That you find the Kesem, Midirais Yitor. So you say you didn't feel the dam, Yitor. It's only with the Rabbonin that Ksonim is Tomei. Yes, so I would have thought to say that Ma Meyes Lies, just like the Tumul of Meyes Lies, Loi Mitama is Boyolo, if the husband lived with his wife within the last 24 hours, even though she's Tomei the Mafreya, still he's not called like the Baal Nida, the Rabbanan were not Machmas so much. I would have thought to say, Av Ksonim, Hu Adin, when she finds a Kesem, a spot on a underwear, so even though she's Tomei from now on, but I would have thought to say, Loi Mitama is Boyolo, it's not such a strong tumor. If the husband lives with her, he's not Mitama. He doesn't become Tomei as the Baal Nida. Kamash Mulan, yes. That Lamaisa now on that she's Tomei, she's called like a Nida, and therefore if he lives with her, he has a Tumas Baal Nida. So verse of Ain Mechonim, one is like this maybe. One is like just like Mace Lace, since it's only Tomei with Rabbanin, the Tumas, he doesn't have a look of a Baal Nida, maybe Ksamim also, he's not called a Baal Nida. So verse says no. Hosam, I'll tell you, Ain Shah Shochet Lefanecha. Boy, the Mace Lace, before she finds them now, there's no real reason, there's no like a shor, there's no shchita there, means there's no real suffer to say there was them there before. It's only a chumri for Tyrus that we say she's Tamil Mafreya, but it's not any real chashash to say the them was there before. But also over here, when she finds a kesem right now, yesh shor shachal fonecha, there's like a vadi sotik right now. Right now we find a kesem. So that's more of a chumri to say she's Tamil with the Rabbanin, and once she's Tamil, that the Rabbanah made him in the Dereisa. That if the husband lives with her, he'll be called a Baal Nida. And the Chayim Nomer Rosh Lakish Lamafreya. And after our Mishnah says that the Chom agreed to Rabbi Kiva by Roya Kesem, meaning to say that the Mafreya all the way back until the last time she checked her underwear, she's called Tomei mid Rabbanim. That if the husband lives with her within the last day, he'll be called a Baal Nida. For Rabbi Mei, he goes according to Rabbi Mei that he's Machmir by Ksamim. Rabbi Yechon Nama no Mikan Labo goes according to Mikan Labo Rabban, he goes according to Rabban Shita. So the Machlekes Rabban and Shmuel was also Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. But according to that, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that once she sees the Kesem, she's Tommy now, and the husband lives with her, it'll be called the Lock of a Baal Nida, even though it's only with the Rabbanan. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says Kol Hanoshim V'Cheskes Tayre L'Baleim, every Isha, as long as the husband doesn't know she's Tomei, she's becheskes to be tor. Rashi says it means to say b'lei b'dika, she doesn't have to check herself. Shloihuskra b'dika li asuka b'tairis. Only by asuka b'tairis that we say she has to keep on checking herself. But levaila minastam, she's becheskes to be tor. She didn't feel the dam coming out, she's becheskes to be tor. She doesn't have to check herself first. What's going to be habo min aderech? Let's say your husband comes home from traveling. He was away for a few days and he comes home now. So also Nishem Leon Becheskes Taira. That the Nishem, the wives are still Becheskes Taira. Again, she would not have to make a Bdika. He's allowed to say that Ms. Thomas, she's still tall, they can live together. Samora says, Lomoli Lemisni, what does the Mishnah have to say in the second case? Haboyi Min Aderech, if the husband comes home from the road, what's the Chiddush over here? Samora says, yes. Because otherwise, Salkot had the Chimina, I would have thought to say, Hani Mili, when does the Rashi say that Stam Manisha is Becheskes Tairon, Heichad Yisra B'mosa, when the husband is in town, he's at home. The Rami Anavshe, therefore she knows the husband at home, he may come and live with her, so she's always checking herself throughout the day to make sure she's tor. Is the Rami Anavshe thrown upon her mind to think about it, or what can she check herself, she's more careful about it. She's more conscious about to see whether she really saw the dam or not. So therefore, if she didn't see, we say she's becheskes to be tor. When the husband's not in town, he's out of town. The leromi anashi, she doesn't think about tashma. She doesn't think about like keeping yourself tor. She doesn't think about making a bedika. So maybe then we have to be afraid that maybe really she saw a dam and she didn't realize it. She didn't check herself. Is kamash malo no? And that's Lamaisa, still the Cheskas Taira, as long as you don't know for sure your wife is Tomei, we say she's still Tor. Now, Amar Ashlokas, Shlokas says, John the Mishnah is, Amar Ashlokas Mishum Rev Yehuda Nisiyo, Vu Shebo, Umotza Betoch Yimei Nosa. Means he went away a few days ago, and he came back, she's still within the 30 days of the last period. In other words, 30 days did not pass by yet. The Rashi says, Lamed Yem Luria. But after 30 days went by already, then boy bedika, then she has to check herself. But that's also called like a veset, that most ladies see after 30 days. So that's what the Mishnah says, if you come back to his becheskes tyro, that's only if you came back within 30 days of the last period. But if you come back after the 30 days, then adarabah, then she would be tamei unless she made a bedika. Amar Rav Huna. Huna says like this. Loishonu ela shein levesis. Only Nisha doesn't have a vesis. Then the Mishnah says she's becheskes to be tor. Avyesh levesis, if she has a special time, when the period comes, then also l'shamis, then she's not becheskes to be tor. And then the husband is also. So Rashi says, loishonu means bechimotza, when the husband comes back and finds in the middle of the 30 days, he doesn't need, she doesn't have to check herself, doesn't need a bedika, that only if it didn't come, she doesn't have a vest. But if she has a vest, then she needs it. So where it says, Kalpilai, it should be just the opposite. Adarab, just the opposite. Ipcha mistabrit, it should be just the opposite, the Svara. These are all ways of turning it backwards. Kalpilai means turn it upside down. Just the opposite. That it should be like this, rather. Ein lo vest, if the lady doesn't have a vest, then ein machazi, then you have to be afraid, maybe she did see. So then she should not have a cheskes taira. But yesh levesa, the lady has a vesas when she sees. Sem lechura ves kavila. She has a time when she sees. If that time didn't come yet, she should be the cheskes taira. So what's Rav Huna saying? Elder Morse is like this, Rav Huna. Eat, if you learned Rav Huna, hochi, this is what he meant to say. Omer Rav Huna sounds like this. Loishonu, when does the Mishnah say she's tor? Elish lehigia shas vestum. Where at the time of a vest did not pass by it. Came the time of a period, then Takasura. Then the mice after that she's also to the husband. Unless she makes a bdika then. She has to make a bdika the yom of the vest. The Rashi says, Avalagiyah's man vesta, Kaidam before the husband came home, is Asura. Why the earth is manabo? You have to be afraid maybe that day she saw dam, unless she made a bdika that day. So more says like this. So because Rav Huna holds, Vesta is the Yeraisa. It's a sperm of Yeraisa that this Urech Bizman Abo. Rashi says it means Halach Lamesha Misinai, the Mechaskinun law, Betuma Sophic, that we have a good sign to say she saw Dam, so it's a Sophic Midiraisa, maybe she saw Dam. And therefore, if she didn't make a Bedika that day, she'll be Tomei. That's because your Vestus is the Yeraisa. Now, Rabba Barachon Omano, Filu Agia Shaz Vesta, even when he was away, it came the time when she's supposed to have a period. Nami Mutera, still she's Mutter. Why? Ksav Riyal's Vestas only with Rabbanan. Rashi says that Tzricha Chom lived with the Chom said it's supposed to be Boydik that day the period's supposed to come. Beyond Vesta, Shema Tira, maybe she'll see. Omiyo Heichad Lehevi Beard, that's her husband was at home, and he doesn't know whether she made the Bdika or not. So then Lemisakin Lematuma, we don't say she's Tamei. But that's only the Rabbanan de Kasvaras, like only a Suffolk whether she saw or not. So true, she's supposed to make a Bdika. And if for sure she did not make the bdika, maybe she'll be tummy with the rabbanim. But our korban of the husband has to suffer whether she made the bdika or not, since it's only a suffer in this in the rabbanim nikadin, therefore he has a right to be makel and same as tummy she made the bdika, and she'll be mutter. But if you learn vestas is diraisa, that's like midiraisa, there's a good suffer to say she did see dam, so you have to be machmir midiraisa, and only be mutter if you know for sure she made a bdika. So if you come home and you don't know she made a bdika, she's asura to you. Unless she tells you she made a bedika then. Yeah. Now this Svarva is the best of the rice of the Shiloh. If an Isha sees a period like three times in a row the same day, do we say that's something to have a chazaka about it? That since it happened three times, you have a right to say it's going to happen again the same time? Or maybe no, since this is a something told in the Shinu Haguf in the body always changes. There's such a thing you can't really have a chazaka on this on the Shinu Haguf. And therefore, it's only the Rabbanim that can swear to be machmir. But not midiraisa. Yeah. The other word says, Ravashi Masnoch. Ravashi Lok Rav Huna did like this. Ravashi Masnihoki. As Omer Rav Huna said,